Om Shanti. Let's go on a journey. I won't say backwards in time, but forward, in the sense that we can invoke memories of Baba and know that we too can be with Baba. Baba sits in front of us in his angelic form, giving us srishti. And the srishti is the magnet that pulls the soul out of the physical realm into the incorporeal world. And there, in the sweet meeting with Shiv Baba, I experience my own incorporeal form of light, and after a while I move from the incorporeal world into the subtle dimension. And here I meet with Bab Dada through the angel Brahma, a being of light, a form, just simply of light. No bones or flesh, just light. And I too have the same costume, the sparkling dress of light. And after the joy of meeting Bab Dada, I can now come back into the physical dimension, but stay in that costume of light and not take the physical form. I visualize Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, the courtyard, and sitting on the wall. And as Baba steps out from his room and walks towards me, Baba is in his costume of light. And Baba beckons me to join him. I leave the things I'm holding on the little wall and go towards Baba. And Baba holds my hand and walks to the stairs. And I hesitate, and Baba pulls me. And walks up the stairs, and has me sit in that room. And Baba gives srishti to all. And it is as if we are in a different world. It's a physical room, a physical place. But Baba Srishti makes it a unique, different place. As if we're in a subtle region. And in this region, the region of love, the region of peace, connected with Baba, you're also connected with each other. Some of the time, just in front of the garden, the old building on one side, and the garden on the other side, Baba holds a racket and plays badminton with us. Not only is Baba tall and energetic, Baba is light. And in the midst of the play, he pauses and asks, "Do you know who you're playing with?" And we understand the signal and know that it's not only this amazing person, but it's the instrument that Shiv Baba is using. So we're actually playing with Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, the two most powerful souls of all in the universe. Baba invites us to a picnic. It's rainy season, the monsoons. And I wonder, where will Baba take us for a picnic? But it's easy. It's simply on the terrace, on the roof of the building, where Shashi Ben's office is. We sit with Baba. There's no table. There's only the floor. The floor is a space where we sit. And there we're given a picnic plate. And Baba's at the head. And Baba looks around, giving drishti to the small group. Making us aware that we are with Shiv Baba. And then Baba says, "Children, go ahead. You can begin." But no one begins till Baba begins. Baba holds the whole group connected with Baba. In a magnetic pull. The food is delicious. but our vision is totally focused on Baba. The light from Baba's eyes, the light from Baba's forehead. In fact, the whole being, the being of light. Baba, truly the angel. Not just in meditation, but walking, sitting, meeting, eating, playing, that and the other, constantly together, connected eternally through love. And Baba reminding us also of our fortune to be with Baba Dada. I hold these memories and emerge them again and again to have that same experience of Baba pulling the soul into a costume of light and a world of light. Om Shanti.